And today we are going to be looking at three incredible miracles of Padre Pio's. And they were all done on people who were crippled or severely disabled, if you like. These people were quite well known in the area, and then they were suddenly healed. So please do stay tuned for this. Hello, friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel, we present to you a series of short stories on the amazing life of our great saint, Padre Pio. He was a Capuchin monk, he was a mystic, and he was a miracle worker. So do stay tuned in order to find out about Padre Pio's intercession, what it can do for you or for those you love. And we'll also ask you to help us in our Padre Pio apostolate. And you can do this by liking our video, share the video with your friends and colleagues, subscribe to our channel as well. Our first story begins with this man on crutches. And this first report of a healing, it was seen in a newspaper, El Mattutino, which was published on the 6th of November, way back in 1919. When Padre Pio was just 32 years of age at the time. And in this story, in that article, we'll see that the journalist Renato Trevisano reported that Padre Pio, he saw this person, Pasquale de Chiara, who was making his way laboriously and with difficulty and obviously in a certain amount of pain on a pair of crutches. And then Padre Pio stopped there and ordered Pasquale to leave the crutches alone. And these were his words. Padre Pio said, "Put those crutches down." And Pasquale replied, "How can I do that? Because I'll just fall over." And then he reiterated, Padre Pio reiterated, "Put those crutches away." And he was insistent. And so Pasquale just let the crutches fall, and then he knew he was going to fall over, so he looked around for support. But he didn't need support. He didn't fall. He had been healed right there in that instant. And Padre Pio then said to him, "Man of little faith, go ahead and walk." And so he walked. And there were several other people around. Renato Trevisano and several others were present, and they applauded encouragingly. And he walked. And Pasquale explains to us afterwards that I felt a burning sensation in my skin all over my body. And then I started walking perfectly and without assistance. And then to add to this miracle of Pasquale, his daughter, unfortunately, had also, she had prosthesis. They were like metal supports on her legs because she had had polio when she was young. And these metal supports helped her to walk a little better. And then when she met Padre Pio, when she met the saint, he asked her, "Take those prosthesis off, throw them away." And she did that, and she was able to walk. So both Pasquale and his daughter were healed. And our second amazing miracle was about the man who crawled on his knees. This particular person, Francesco Visco, he actually lived near to the monastery where Padre Pio stayed. And due to polio at his birth, he had been on crutches his entire life. And he just used to drag himself along with the help of these very short pair of crutches. So drag himself on his knees to his place where he would go and beg. The other children, of course, they thought this was hilarious, and they laughed at him and they mocked him at every opportunity. So poor old Francesco. And daily he stood there outside the monastery begging alms, because that was all he could do. He'd been like that for 43 years. And then he took his courage in his hand one day and he asked Padre Pio, "Please give me your blessing." And then many people were there, including Padre Paulino de Casa Calenda. And they witnessed this miracle taking place. So the saint stopped and he replied, "Take off those crutches." And Francisco was just stunned. He didn't know what to do. He didn't move. And then Padre Pio shouted again, "I told you, drop those crutches." And in front of everyone, Francesco dropped his crutches. And then for the very first time in his life, he stood up on his feet. And then he walked completely normally. A complete healing which remained right until his death. So most people have to learn how to walk. He didn't. He just stood up on his feet once he'd been healed and he walked. Our third miracle, and this one caused a big sensation at the time, and this occurred in 1956. On the 6th of September, this young girl was suffering from bone loss, osteoporosis, I believe you call it. And she was brought by her parents in a wheelchair to one of Padre Pio's open-air masses. And then at the end of the mass, Padre Pio was now returning to the church with his assistants. And the parents, they were among the crowd now, and they shouted out, "Padre Pio, Padre Pio, have pity on our sick daughter." And Padre Pio stopped immediately, and he turned and he blessed their daughter. And this is what happened. At once, the daughter, the girl, arose from the wheelchair, and with tears in her eyes, cried out, "Padre Pio, I can walk." And then she ran up to Padre Pio and kissed his hands. And as you can imagine, such a severe condition, severe bone loss, and this person was healed instantly, and it caused quite a stir amongst the people there. And if you have liked these stories, then please do support our apostolate. And if you join our Protected Child of Padre Pio program, you receive beautiful statues and also prayer booklets of Padre Pio's, depending on where you live in the world, obviously. But you can go see on the video on the end screen how to join our Protected Child of Padre Pio apostolate.